MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, the Moose Jaw Miller Express apparently took their lopsided loss in Game 1 of the Western Canadian Baseball League East Division Final very personally. A little over 24 hours after falling to the Saskatoon Berries 14-1 in the series opener in Saskatoon, the Express pounded out 7 runs in the first inning and went on to a 17-6 win to tie the best-of-three series at a game apiece. As a result of the win in front of 880 fans at Roswells Park, the two teams will now play a winner-take-all game on Tuesday night in Saskatoon, with the winner advancing to the WCBL final against either Okotoks or Sylvan Lake. The Express got things going quickly in the opening inning, and would end up sending 12 batters to the plate, scoring their 7 runs on 5 hits and a pair of errors. Nathan Houston had one of the big hits in the inning, knocking home Nate Mensick and Austin Gurney with a double to make it 3-0, and Thomas Soto plated another 2 runs on a bases-loaded error that brought Elijah Bear and Ryan Golden. The Express didn't let up in the second inning, with a 2-run home run off the bat of Bear making it a 9-0 game, and they'd extend the lead to 11-0 when Golden hit another 2-run round tripper in the fourth. Saskatoon briefly made things interesting when they put up 5 runs on 4 hits in the fifth, but Moose Jaw got one back in the bottom of the frame and tacked on 2 more runs in the sixth on a 2-run single by Robert Estrada. There things remained until the eighth, when Mensick hit a 3-run home run to close out scoring for the Express on the night. McGuire Turner hit a solo home run for Saskatoon in the ninth, and that would mark the end of a long night for the Berries. Mensick capped the game with a rather strange scoreline, going 1-for-2 with 4 runs scored and 3 runs batted in, thanks to his 3 walks on the night. Bear was 2-for-2 with 2 runs and 2 RBI, while Golden finished up 2-for-3 with 3 runs and 2 RBI. Bobby Pockerney also took advantage of Saskatoon's 10 walks on the night, going 1-for-3 with 3 runs scored after drawing a pair of free passes. All that offense gave Moose Jaw starting pitcher Ethan Merck plenty of room to work with, and he'd pitch 4 scoreless before giving up the 5 runs on 9 hits in the fifth. Jacob Keyless finished off that inning before giving way to Jaden Canelli, who turned in a solid relief showing by scattering 5 hits over the next 3 and a third. Julian Gonzalez finished things off, giving up the single run in the ninth. Carter Beck continued his hot streak at the plate for Saskatoon with a 3-for-5 showing that boosted his postseason batting average to .652, while Ethan Minard went 4-for-5 with a run scored and Corey Waters 3-for-5 with an RBI. Mike Singleton started for Saskatoon and was only able to get one out in the first inning, with only 3 of the 7 runs he allowed being earned. Corey Lawson finished off the first, with Javon Parent taking over and allowing 5 runs on 3 hits over the next 3 2/3. Maris Bronze gave up 2 runs in the sixth, and Jaden Lamoth pitched the final 2 innings, giving up Mensick's homer. The deciding game of the series will now take place Tuesday in Saskatoon, with first pitch at 7:05 p.m. from Cairns Field.